Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today, speaking with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. It's part one of our conversation where Dustin will be talking about the shotgun seasons with ice safety guidelines for people to remember and the necessary items to bring with you. Dustin, thank you so much and welcome to the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate the listeners tuning in to hear a little bit about what's going on this time of year with the natural resources and hunting and all the good stuff that comes along with December. It's a busy time for us, for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, yeah, we'll just start off then with the shotgun seasons. I know a couple of them here are coming up. So why don't you highlight kind of what's going on there?
So, yeah, shotgun deer season, one of our most popular seasons for individuals, families, and friends to get out and try to harvest a white-tailed deer. And so the first season is going to run through the 11th on Wednesday, and that's the shorter of the two seasons. It kind of depends on, usually it's a traditional family type event or friends or family event where they decide whether they're going first season or second season. The second season is a little bit longer. That we'll have a two-day break after the first season, and then we'll gear up and start that second season, which starts on the 14th, and that will run through the 22nd.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for highlighting what's going on there. Can you talk about what kind of items and stuff to kind of bring with you with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good thing to just, you know, sit down before at least a day or two before you guys plan to go out on your hunt. We always preach, you know, plan your hunt, hunt your plan. And along with that, just making sure that everybody has the correct licenses for the correct season that they're going to go. And traditionally, shotgun season one and two is a party hunting activity where individuals that are licensed for that season can hunt as a group and go out there and essentially share each other's tags as long as you're licensed for that season. And that's what a lot of people like, is they can go out and shoot a deer, fill their tag, and harvest another deer later on in the season there and use another member tag with that. One of the big highlight changes for this year is controversy topic, but it's kind of the non-residents in the past were allowed to party hunt with our Iowa residents, and that is no longer an option this year. So any non-residents coming into Iowa this year cannot party hunt like our Iowa residents can. We want to make sure that the biggest safety factor is wearing blaze orange. We want you to be visible out there, and it's required. So it's 100% solid blaze orange, and that has to be a vest, a jacket, a coat, a sweatshirt, a sweater, shirt, or coveralls. Again, that's 100% solid blaze orange. We don't want to see the mesh vests or the upland game bird vest that has brown on it as well. We want you to be seen. A hat alone is not sufficient. But again, if you're wearing one of those other articles that I mentioned, a hat would be great too on your head that is blaze orange. Along with that shotgun deer season, if you're going to be hunting out of a deer blind or a place of concealment that is a blind, then you need to have the blaze orange on the blind that is visible in all directions as well. And the law states it needs to be 144 square inches. And that's pretty simple. It's just a 12 by 12 square on all four sides of your blind so that other hunters can see that blind. And then when you're inside the blind, we want you to meet the requirements of wearing blaze orange as well. Make sure that, you know, we aren't shooting at running deer. We preach that we don't want you to shoot at a moving target. Make sure that target is stationary and that you have a good backstop hill or a tree or something that is going to stop that bullet from moving any further after it passes through that deer. When we tend to get fixated on a deer that is running, we tend to forget what's beyond that deer, and that's where an accident can easily happen.
Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And now, Dustin, obviously, as we get into the wintertime, already had a dusting of snow here. Can you talk about, since it's getting colder outside, maybe some ice safety guidelines for people to remember?
Yeah, you're definitely correct there. We had a little bit of a blast of Arctic air that is growing here in Iowa. Today it sure doesn't seem like it, but it kind of warmed up, and now we've lost all of our snow. I was kind of excited to have snow for first season shotgun, as it makes the deer a little bit more visible in the timber. But we have lost that. But with that, we have some areas here in Iowa that have the ponds and stuff and lakes have iced over maybe not completely, but there is some ice out there. I would be very cautious in central Iowa, especially after today's temperatures, to even think about venturing out on the ice yet. But if you were to go north or northwest or up towards Clear Lake, there has been some people ice fishing already on those shallower waters. And so it's a very popular thing for anglers to get excited about this time of year. It's a social activity we can enjoy with our family and friends, but what comes with it is a lot of things you need to think about as far as ice safety. And we want you to make sure that you're checking your ice thickness as you go out. The ice thickness is not uniform on any body of water per se. There could be pockets of thin ice, places where maybe the geese had kept the ice from forming. Snow is a great conductor. So, you know, if there's snow on top of it or insulator, not conductor, an insulator, but it can insulate that ice and make it thinner underneath. But again, early ice does offer an excellent chance for success. The fish are finicky. They plan to, you know, if you're cutting a series of holes, spend at least 15 minutes at each hole targeting the active fish. Use small baits and tight line and just go out and have fun. But we just want you to be safe. Just remember that no ice is 100% safe. New ice is usually stronger than old ice. 2 inches to 4 inches can support a human on the ice if it's good, strong, clear ice. And then as you move up to 4 and 5, we can start to see maybe some four-wheeler activity on those ice as well. But just be safe. Don't go out alone. Make sure there's someone there that can call for help if something was to happen. Let someone know where you're going and when you'll return. And avoid that off-colored snow or ice. It's usually a sign of weakness.
Again, we have been speaking with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy, as he went over the shotgun deer seasons, what to bring with you, and of course, ice safety guidelines. That is part one of our conversation. You can join us tomorrow for part two of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.